Hello, this vitamin is the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 284, and we're going for our golden scripture. You know where we go for it. We dig our gold from 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. And I always pause here and say what? Let's say it together. I have not believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And we have been looking at the death of Christ. We looked at the physical events that led to his death, and now we are on the revelatory events. And in going for the revelatory events, we went to Isaiah 53, written 1,000 years before his death, and yet described so vividly what happened. And verse 1 says, who has believed our reports, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? So we went into the death of Christ and realized that his death achieved one thing, and his resurrection achieved another thing. It's like two sides of the coin. If you have the coin, every coin has two sides. One side is that, according to Romans 4:25, who was delivered? He was delivered up. He was crucified for our offenses, mistakes, sins. And then he was justified. He was raised up again for our justification. I said to you that that word justification is what? Just as if you have never sinned. But how come that we hardly hear about justification? Listen, I said Paul is the first person who coined that word. He used that word first, justification, in connection with the death of Christ, in connection with the work of Christ. He used that. And it's because that word can only come to you by revelation. Let me explain. When we say revelation, for instance, do you know where I am now as I speak to you? No, you do not. You do not. Unless it is revealed to you, you will not know where I am. You wouldn't know where I am. The country where I'm seated, or I'm standing, or I'm in a studio, or I'm in the kitchen, or I'm in a friend's house, or I'm in church. You have no idea unless it is revealed to you. That is how spiritual truths are. That is how spiritual truths are. Unless they are revealed to you, you can even read it, you can even memorize it, you can even see it every day, but you will never be able to profit from it. You will never be able to get what you're supposed to get from it. So everybody knows about our sins which Jesus forgave us, but hardly would you hear any sermon on justification, just as if you have never sinned. I'm not saying that no pastor is preaching, please forgive me. Do not write to me or say, no, my pastor, no, that's not it. I'm talking about in the scheme of things. If you have a channel and you're flipping through it, hardly would you come across justification. And as I said, it's because you receive the truth of justification only through revelation. That is the only way. It only comes by revelation. Somebody will say, oh, I've heard Professor Olivia was talking about justification. You know, it was so nice. That's not it. You will have to sit down and meditate on it. Get the verses and read them and ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, open my eyes. Open my eyes. I want the revelation about this justification. I have heard, but I do not know. I need to know. I want to know. And that is the beginning of that journey into the knowledge of Christ, what Christ has done for you, the justification, that he justified you just as if you have never sinned. Because you can hear it even for a year and not get the revelation of it. You can hear it and live as though you were not justified. Easily. In fact, you can live decades, and it won't even come into your mind. But it won't be one of your vocabularies. It won't be part of your life. It won't be part of your preaching. It won't be part of your daily routine. Justification will not come at all. And in fact, you can't even be annoyed. Justification is just like, because you do not have a revelation about it. So that's why I'm saying to you, I've just brushed on this justification because I'm talking about the death of Christ, and that when he died, he gave you, you were forgiven for your sins, but when he was raised again, you were justified. So this just brushing, I'm just brushing on it. We will go in depth later on when we get into the resurrection part. We're still talking about the death of Christ, but I need to bring this in to help you. And for the Holy Spirit to open your eyes to this truth, this very important truth, that you were what? Justified. And what is the meaning of justification? Just as if you have never sinned. Sometimes when you have not heard this or never heard this, or it hits you like bam, and your head begins to reel. It's like, when would you ever think like that? When would you ever see yourself like that? Just as if you have never sinned. You are so blessed. Oh, come on. Share the link with somebody and let somebody else hear these words. Bye.